You are listening to the Holistic Travel Nurse Podcast. I am Naomi, your host. I do this completely out of caring for others and doing what God told me to do, to speak up. And this is the way I can reach as many people as possible. Then doing some Zooms with one-on-one, people do reach out to me all the time. Some weirdos at times, you know, or some people individually and ask me questions, and I can appoint them in where they can do the research and where they can aid in helping their health. And some of the natural things that I can help them with is help them get the best essential oils on the market. And if you want to support my podcast and my mission, you can go to my PayPal account, which is in the link below. You can also go to my doTERRA link and buy oils for me. Those are ways that you can support my cause. I previously did some episodes where I've taken other people's episodes and I've shared them, and that's what I'm going to do right now until I'm going to record some others where I'm going to share some cool things that and some resources that I think will help for you, and then other podcasters that are pretty big that you should go and explore when it comes to certain topics. This one is about prayer. This one is all about prayer and praying for our nation and praying for those who've gotten the shot. So recently, when I was just learning more and more about the shot and the jab, I was really disturbed. And God had me, I've been, you know, reading the whole Bible through the year, which is something new, and God had me reread this chapter. And I'm like, Lord, I've read this chapter. Listen to this chapter. Why are you having me reread it? And then I reread it and I'm like, oh, okay. So this is what my prayer is. So this is in Acts 28, which is, you hear craziness about in Acts 28. And in, I'm going to go off of verse 3, where Paul had a viper fasten itself on its hand. So a snake came out and bit him. And they saw it hanging, and they all expected him to die. And this whole chapter, you can go read it. This is Acts 28, and read the whole chapter. And it was just interesting, because it was definitely an attack from Satan. You know, it was an attack from Satan that was trying to kill him. And Paul had a mission, and Paul had a purpose. Then God's hand was protecting him and said, hey, this is not your time. And I feel like Satan is trying to kill people with the shot. Is there some success with that? I think so. But I think that if you are going to be like me, we stand and pray for our family members who were unaware of what's going on and got the jab. And we pray that this will happen with them. So that's my prayer. I hope that little thing encourages you, because it encouraged me, because I needed it. I was just like, oh man, I do the digging, I do the research, and I go into the data, and I go into people telling the truth, and it's so hard to see and read the crap that we're seeing, and to think that our loved ones knowingly put this crap in their body. And we have this propaganda that just wants to keep going and telling people how to harm their body. Matter of fact, can I go on a tangent real quick? I think that you do better with your health if you see a naturopath and a health coach than you do a medical doctor these days. I'm so sorry it's that way. We have seen a functional medicine, and I thought all functional medicine were the same. Obviously not. And they wanted to prescribe medications to my husband that not good. And it was only because that we're our own advocate and we told them, no, well, this is what we're going to do, and we're not doing what you want to do. And I was very disappointed. And then I've gotten a couple other doctors who've actually spoken up, and I'm going to read some of their books that have resources that I really think everybody should have. And I'm also going to give you some tips to things that we've been doing that have really aided in our health. And I'm just like, whoa, why didn't we know about these so much long ago? I'm all about a natural approach. I'm all about giving your body those things that you need to help it heal and feeling good for your body. So now I'm going to share a little stews who's been massively, my goodness, he has been censored so bad. And I love this guy's podcast. I love his channel. He's on Rumble. He has massive views. But if you haven't heard from him, you can go check it out. And then check out my other episodes where I am going to talk about some of the cool stuff. I printed it off and I'm going to share that. But I hope you get a little from this. Let's play it.
From Governor Ron DeSantis.
Okay. Well, we're very concerned about it here, many of us here in Florida, Stu, because it seems like a 180-degree turn. We're very sensitive to what Governor DeSantis shares and expresses. And I think he has the facts upside down. We're concerned that he's been given the wrong information in terms of the unvaccinated filling up hospitals. That does not appear to be the case here in Florida on the ground here. And so we're concerned. We want to make sure that he stays with his original signing of the law on no vaccine passports. We were very grateful for that here in the state. But the nation is watching Florida. And given his statement yesterday that all of the people that are ill in the hospital right now are unvaccinated, and the fact that that is not that is unfounded here, we are becoming even more sensitive to that remaining portion of the 2006 law that you mentioned, where there is a wording that's very concerning in terms of the state's right, if you will, to force vaccinate Floridians at their will and for any reason at any time. So it's
clear,
a big concern.
I'm not here to jump down the throat of Governor DeSantis, but I think that an explanation is warranted and should be demanded by Floridians. And it's concerning more than just people of Florida, because DeSantis has kind of been the hope for a lot of patriots around the country as kind of the model, the go-to guy of what they would hope that their governor's the stance that they would take. And as you bring up that legislation, yes, you're right. We're going to get to the bottom of that. There's a lot going on there with whether it was previous language, he was inserting language, that there was language that was already there. Sabatini had weighed in on that, and we're going to follow that very carefully. But as to your point about the unvaccinated or the vaccinated being sick, you know, I want to reiterate an email that I received from Florida, from Palm Beach County. Stu, my husband and I have a close friend. His wife is a nurse at one of the hospitals in Palm Beach County. She can't risk her job notifying you of what's happening, so I had to tell you. All of the patients going into the hospital with COVID are all vaccinated. They used to report this at the hospital as it was a question on their intake forms, have you been vaccinated? Now, as the numbers are going up and up, the hospital is destroying all the evidence. The hospital took this question off of their intake form, have you been vaccinated? Thought you would want to know, they are hiding this info from the public. The vaccinated are the ill ones.
That's the information that we have here on the ground in Florida. Of course, you know, because of the work that you and I have done together, people do write to me daily from all over the nation, but particularly in Florida. And so the reports we're getting from people that work in healthcare systems here, practitioners like nurses and some physicians, have said that the people they are seeing are almost 100% reporting that they were vaccinated in the last 2 to 4 weeks, and yet they are coming in with what appears to be, to these providers, COVID-like symptoms.
Yeah.
And they're not seeing unvaccinated people that are ill. So this is a real question mark. We're concerned here, and we just hope that the governor is getting the best and most accurate information.
And just one more thing on this before we move on to this Novavax. I did receive a follow-up to that email where it's not just that they're eliminating the question, but now they're also shredding the old questionnaires where people that have been hospitalized came in and said, yes, I have been vaccinated. So this is a blatant, intentional cover-up. And if I'm receiving this information, Dr. Jane, if you are receiving this information, then Governor Ron DeSantis is certainly capable of or privy to receiving this information as well. I'm sure that there is a plethora of Floridians and people from around the country very concerned with his rhetoric that have probably inundated his email box, and I'm sure that his press people are all over this. But there's a lot of questions surrounding the rhetoric of Ron DeSantis, particularly today.
Right.
So as we know, unprecedented numbers of deaths surrounding this vaccine that we know is not a vaccine, whether it's Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Moderna, 12,000, the CDC now lying about these numbers, saying 6,000. Let's just say that they did make a mistake. Let's say that they're right. 6,000 deaths, that's twice as many people as perished on 9/11. That is an unprecedented number. It's outrageous. It's unacceptable. So let's just go with it. Let's say 6,000 people are dead. That's scary. There's going to be a new thing rolling out that's going to be presented as a safe alternative to the death jab, to the clot shot, to the graphene oxide poisonous injection. It's called the Novavax. I've never heard of this. What is this?
Well, we would be a safer alternative if we needed an alternative. But let me just back up a little bit. Novavax is actually the name of a biotech company that's located very close to D.C. In Gaithersburg, Maryland. And they do have a track record of developing across a number of different types of viruses, including Ebola. So they, at least they have the infrastructure. But when they tell you, Stu, that they're not injecting, they're different because, and they're safer because they're not injecting that mRNA genetic spike protein code into your arm, they're actually telling the truth on that part of it. The problem is that the way they get to develop this, that they develop this vaccine is, or injection, is that they used something called a baculovirus, which is just a different type of virus. It tends to, it doesn't infect people. It infects actually insects and arthropods, which spiders, when you think of arthropods. What they do is they put a DNA code into this baculovirus, and they inject that into moths. Then they allow the moth cells to make spike proteins, starting to sound familiar again. They remove the spike proteins that the moths made with their cells, and they attach them, or they stud them into a nanoparticle. Not sure exactly what that particular nanoparticle sheet is that the spike proteins are studded into, but then they also add, here's another troubling issue, they also take a chemical, which is basically a surfactant, or what you would think of as a soap, from a tree, and it's I believe the chemical is called saponin, and it's very irritating to the body, and it's designed, I guess theoretically, to enhance the immune response, your body getting irritated and agitated to bring inflammatory processes to then develop supposedly your protective immunity. The problem is that when Nova injects the DNA for the spikes into these moths, who then make the spikes, and then they stud these spikes into a nanoparticle. Remember, nanoparticles get into every cell in your body. Then they inject that into you. So remembering that the spike protein is a synthetic spike, not sure exactly what Novavax's composition is of this particular spike, but we know that the other companies have used computer-generated models of composites, which is what Dr. Martin meant when he called it chimeric. That is a composite. Other people call it a Frankenshot or a Frankenstein molecule because it takes pieces from different genetic material that are not found in nature and puts it together into this composite. So the problem is that you're still going to get the issues with bleeding, with clotting, with brain damage. There's another dark side to this. In this thing, this entity that they're creating, they have included what's called a prion. I wanted to mention that because it's very important. It's something Dr. Richard Fleming talks about. Okay. And what they do is they use this HIV glycoprotein 120. It's a prion. Prions are folded proteins. They're very dangerous. You might have remembered hearing about them around mad cow disease. But they have a propensity or an affinity for the brain. And they really do a lot of damage. And they create this spongy look to it. In fact, it's called spongiform encephalopathy, which is the technical term for mad cow disease. You can't treat it. It's very dangerous. Usually people are animals, and people who get it, who have gotten mad cow disease, die very quickly. In fact, in the preclinical studies with this, after 2 weeks, the 95% of what's called knockout mice. Knockout mice are mice that are...
It's funny because we are at war. I just was taking the clip. You can listen to the whole clip, and I will share it below. And I was trying to share a lot of that with you guys on my channel. And GarageBand is what I use, my MacBook. And I really need a Bluetooth microphone. And I just haven't spent the money on it. I had a microphone, and I just don't carry it around with me. I do these recordings in different areas. I travel. I make the time to get this out, this information out to you guys, and I hope that you guys can share it, because I know I'm going to be censored so bad when I put this out, because I already had a ding from YouTube, so I know I'm getting censored hard. But I think it's important that we know what we're praying for and how to pray and what to do as we go forward and fighting this war, because we're fighting the war, and it is an information war right now, bigger than it ever has been. And I've been struggling emotionally, and God's just saying, you know what, stand up and speak the truth, and speak the truth in love. And so that's what I've been doing. And who knows what the cost will be of this, but I know that this is important information that needs to go out, and I can use my platform, I can use my voice to inspire you to go down the rabbit hole and look at truth and not the propaganda of what you're hearing on the news, and turn off your news, turn off your TVs, watch what you're taking in, and realize it's fake news, and do the research yourself. Go to DuckDuckGo. Don't go to Google. Don't go to YouTube. They aren't telling you the truth. And be inspired somehow to make natural decisions for your health. And then I hope that you come together and be prayerful to what's going on in our nation. There's another channels that I love that no one's ever heard of, and I'm going to start sharing those, even though they're bigger channels than me. So I'm just going to start sharing those other channels too, that people that are speaking truth and light and love and education and not giving us propaganda, not thinking that we have to be injected to have good health. It really, 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 really irritates me that propaganda is being out there. There's a book, so we're going to end it with this book. I think it's called Rapid Recovery. If you go to DuckDuckGo, look up Dr. Levi. I'll again put it in the show notes. He has a whole bunch of different books. He has a lot about vitamin C. I have a little bit of his foreword, and then what other people have written in the foreword of his book I'm going to share with you. One thing, these sentences just like popped out at me. It says, there seems to be a serious disconnect between basic medical research and the practice of clinical medicine. We can find amplified of research data on various topics. We also can analyze these data to arrive at a possible clinical suggestion. However, the research results are hardly ever reflect the medical practice. That's the shit, that I'm talking about. That freaking, everything you just said there, just like, that is what I freaking see. And like, if I can find this damn data, and then I have discussions with people that can't find the data that's out there, I'm just like, what the? So I'm really frustrated. That's why I'm just going to use my platform and share other people's stuff and just put it out there that that's the problems with our Western medicine. And that's exactly what he says in chapter 2. He says, our main problems with Western medicine is it is significantly focused on observation expression of disease. As a result, clinical treatment superficial symptoms, while scientists study specific molecular mechanisms which may become compatible targets for drug development. That's all the freaking is. And I'm so over it. And the thing is, that's why I'm so frustrated, and that's why I'm going to just speak out even more on my channel, because we know there's so much science now out there that we can be doing more to help people, and we are not doing it in our healthcare system. It's not happening. You have to be your own advocate. You have to be your own advocate, and you have to work with a health coach. That's why I will charge people money to work with me one-on-one if they want that, and I will help them. But I am not prescribing anything. I'm living in that practice of, as a health coach, how to change your lifestyle, how to go down that rabbit hole and find the good information. Because it's out there, it's just being censored. And you're not even going to hear it from your healthcare practitioner, more than likely. Very small percentage of them are speaking the truth. So let's pray for our nation. Let's do what we can to help each other in our health. And I hope that this inspires you.